video game companies are calling for changes to be announced in next week's budget to a tax credit for the industry. 300 game developers and investors are in Dublin today for a major gaming conference. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is there. Brian, before we talk about what they're looking for, can you give us a sense of just how big the gaming industry has become?
Absolutely, Rachel. There is a statistic that the gaming industry likes to use, and that is this, that the games industry is now bigger than the music and film industries combined. Globally, it's thought to be worth around $300 billion. Now, in Ireland, the industry is worth around $250 million, which people would say sounds like a lot of money, but certainly the people gathering here today for this Nexus conference in Dublin say that there's a lot of untapped potential there, and that Ireland should be claiming a much, much bigger piece of the pie. We have the graduates, we have the technology here, we have all of the elements, all of the foundations to make this a much, much bigger industry here, particularly when it's worth so much globally. And as you say, there's about 300 game developers and investors gathering here in Dublin for this event. They're discussing a range of different topics, among them the impact of AI on the gaming sector. Discussions, too, about how to make the industry more attractive to women when it comes to people working in gaming, because it is still very much a male-dominated industry.
There is already, Brian, a tax credit, as I understand it, for the gaming sector, but they're hoping for an announcement in next week's budget.
Yeah, so just to remind people, back in 2022, the Irish government launched a digital game tax credit. And it was similar to the kind of tax credits that we see for the other sides of the entertainment industry, the movie industry, the TV industry. The idea being, if you develop a game in Ireland, you can get a tax credit, you can get a tax break for that. Now, interestingly, earlier this year, it emerged that no company had yet actually claimed that tax credit. Now, the Department of Finance said at the time that is because the process is slow, it takes time for game to be developed, and that this would trickle through in time. Today, the Department of Finance telling me that there has been an increase in claims for this credit. They wouldn't tell me how many claims have been issued yet, however, because they said that is restricted information due to taxpayer confidentiality. Now, when it comes to the gaming sector, certainly the people I'm talking to here, they're very much welcoming that there is a tax credit. It's something they were looking for some time, but they've also told me that it's not perfect, and there are some issues with it, and they want to see some changes made. Things like, for example, if you're an Irish company and you do a bit of work on a big gaming project for a big global company, well, you should be able to get a tax credit for that. Because right now it's very much restricted to Irish company making an entire game from start to finish in Ireland. So there's a lot of restrictions there that they say really shouldn't be applying to the gaming sector because it's different to a movie or it's different to a TV show. Now, IMRT is the representative body for the Irish Game Makers Association. Its CEO is Colm Larkin. He's here at today's event. And I spoke to him a little earlier about what changes they'd like to see announced in next week's budget when it comes to that tax break.
The tax credit is amazing. It's a really great incentive, both for our indigenous studios here in Ireland, you know, about growth and sustainability of those studios. But it's also a vector for, like, people, you know, foreign direct investment, people coming to Ireland and opening game studios. It's an incentive. So if you think about what's wrong with it, for foreign direct investment, there's a few little tweaks that need to be made, I think, to make it much more attractive and kind of de-risk it a little bit. So if someone's coming here and, like, taking a huge bet on Ireland and our sector, they should make sure, you know, that this tax credit and the incentive is going to work for them.
And that was Colm Larkin. He's CEO of IMRT, the Irish Game Makers Association, and he was talking to our correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.